Ask me why I'm smiling, Bill.
Why are you smiling?
Number 21, Nick Bergman, drops back in kick return coverage, as does number 2, Tyquan Lane.
That is something to celebrate right there.
Jordan Williams on the near side, on the press box side. Ian Shannon set to kick off. He's just a sophomore. And he sets the ball up towards that far hash mark. They'll be kicking off from left to right. Our Vikings will be going from right to left on your radio dial.
Wes, I'm you know, we've had a week off after the Camden game. I'm ready to get this thing underway.
I am too.
Seems like it's just taken forever. The clock says 12. The teams are on the field. We're waiting on the official to blow a whistle. And when that happens, the first round of the playoffs will be underway. The last time the Lowndes Vikings played a playoff game at home left a bad taste in their mouth.
High end over end kick sails into the end zone, so our Vikings will take over first and 10 from our 20-yard line. And that sophomore put that big right foot into it. If you're from up around the Marietta, Atlanta area and listening to our broadcast, we welcome you to the Lowndes High football broadcast. We want to clarify first and foremost, this is the Lowndes High broadcast. We're not homers, but understand first and foremost, we are Lowndes High. We are Lowndes High announcers. And starting at quarterback, the junior, Seth Carlo. We go heavy left. He slides under center, looks at a five-man front, puts Brown in motion. And across the left side, just across the 20, and Amon Brown will pick up about 1 yard behind that offensive line of number 61, Larry Scarborough, and Tyler Altman to be second and 9 from the 21.
Maybe a little bit of rust there with Seth because the handoff looked to be a little labored, but Amon Brown held on to it well, got whatever yards he could out of it. That'll bring up second down and 9 now for the Vikings.
Now we go heavy right, which means we've got like 2 tight ends to the far side. We've got Bergman in motion. Pitch out to Bergman around the right side. He gets to the corner, runs over one man, still on his feet as he fights his way across the 30, up to the 35. Bill, they'll bring him down at the 37-yard line.
Nice run by Nick Bergman. The first time he touches the ball, and he picks up a 15-yard run and a first down for the Vikings.
Ball on the far hash mark. Carlo looks to the sidelines, gets the play. We are back in our Eagle. And timeout. Timeout Blue Devils. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Only had 10 on the field. No, we were motioning to the play clock. We got that to look at now. We got it. Yeah, they have nobody signed up after the playoffs. We've already done commercials. So if we want to stay some, we're good.
You're back at Martin Stadium, 11:05 to go first quarter, no score, Vikings first possession. And we're on the far hash mark. Just picked up a first down with a 15-yard run by Nick Bergman. Now we go heavy left to our side, and Marietta switches that five-man front. We put Brown in motion. He cuts back up, runs through a pile of Lowndes High blockers, and he's across the 40 up to about the 41-yard line.
Wes, kind of a new wrinkle for us, something we saw a little bit 2 weeks ago, but we've got Amon Brown at wingback. He's been playing fullback all year, but he is at wingback. I guess they like what they saw when they experimented a few weeks ago when Nick and Tyquan were out. But good job there by Amon Brown, the sophomore.
Good eyes down there, Marty, for the Commercial Banking Company sideline update. Carlo slides under center, looks at that five-man front with those 3 linebackers, brings Brown in motion again, gives him the ball, gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. And he'll lose about half a yard. So instead of second and four. It's going to be third and about five.
Yeah, they're going to mark him right on the 40, which will make it third and six, Wes. I thought he was up a little further, but they're going to mark him down at the 40. And we're going to huddle up this time. First time we've huddled.
Jordan Williams comes in. Amon Brown comes out. Kenny Moore comes in. Gives the play to Carlo. 9:59 to go, first quarter. No score. Our first possession. Kenny Moore comes near side. In the wideout, he's in man coverage. Again, Williams in motion. Carlo drops back. There comes a rush. Throws downfield. Intercepted. Intercepted by Tyree Tombaugh, and down the sidelines he goes. And he is tackled, but not till he gets inside the five-yard line.
Wow. He was trying to go over the top to the receiver out there. And he just, number one for Marietta, that's Tyrell Tomlin, just slid up underneath. He didn't see him slide into that zone. He made the interception, took it down the field, and now it's first and goal for the Marietta Blue Devils inside the five-yard line. 9:37 here in the first quarter, no score, but Marietta now is
first and goal inside the five.
That was a 43-yard interception return. Was tackled by Seth Carlo after he threw that interception.
Play clock is down to 10. Marietta's not going to have time to get on the field, Bill.
They're either going to take a penalty or take they're coming out, though.
Four.
They're going to
have
to take
a timeout.
Now there
goes the whistle, and they've just used their second timeout. We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, that time, I mean, any time after a turnover, your offensive coordinator and your team have got to be ready to get out there on the field. They were just so taken aback by that particular situation. They were trying to get their play in, lost control and lost time of the clock. You saw their coaches. He saw them starting to run out with 4 or 5 seconds. You could see him kind of shake his fist like, my gosh, I can't believe we did that.
But they'll have the ball on the near hash mark. And the first test against this explosive offense that Marietta has.
Yeah, they really are explosive. Now, what the thing is, you wonder if they're going to run here inside the five. Are they going to throw something over the top? Our defense is going to have to be strong right here. If they do give up points, let's hope that it's only a three-point attempt.
Well, you sure don't want to give up any points at all. And the first time you look at their offense, the one place you don't want to be looking at it is inside the five.
No, we sure don't.
Hey, guys, field position played such an integral part in last game we played. Not a good sign right here for the defense on the 4-yard line. Let's see if they can stop them.
They send a receiver to the far side, quickly to the line of scrimmage. Jennings in the shotgun. Takes a snap, rolls left, looking, starts to cut back, gets hit by Sam Washington first.
And then Trey Jackson cleans it up.
And I think they're going to give him a yard, so it'll be second and goal from the 3.
Brandon Bell also in there on the tackle for the Vikings. Good stop by that defense for the Vikings. And the band begins to play.
Jennings looks to the sidelines, gets the play from Coach Burton. Sets number 30. They're down to 10 seconds on the play clock. That's Drew McCollum at fullback, puts the man in motion. He keeps it, starts up the middle, little pitch and catch, and tries to throw it to number one, Tyrell Tomlin. And, boy, what a great defensive effort we had, Bill.
Yeah, it really was. But there were two guys in motion for Marietta. They had the man in motion, had the wide receiver on that edge move out also before the snap, but there was no call. Just as well, it's third down and goal now at the 4-yard line for the Marietta Blue Devils.
And what Jennings did was he started toward the line, stopped, and tried to lob it over our backs. Kervonte Benson is in now. He's headed to Wake Forest. Jennings with the man in motion. He's in the shotgun. Takes a snap. He rolls right. Looks, pulls it down, pump face, throws it back. Oh, and overthrows the intended receiver. That was number 11, Jordan Mathis. But we had a great defensive play in there trying to get a number.
Jamacy Wright, number 19.
Guys, I just want to say that Seth Carlo threw that interception to allow them down here, but he hustled back, and he's the one who made the tackle, and how big is that now with them kicking a field goal?
Thank you, Marty, for that commercial company sideline update. They will set it down on the 11-yard line. That'll be a 21-yard attempt by Ian Shannon. Ball's down, kicks up, And it's good. And with 8:41 to go in the first quarter, it is Marietta 3, our Vikings nothing. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. And back here at Martin Stadium, we'll get that drive for you. 8:41 to go here in the first quarter. High end over end kick. This time we'll sail into the end zone, and Taekwon Lang watches it roll out the back. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air live in-game stat drive recap.
That last drive for the Marietta Blue Devils was four plays. They went 2 yards, resulted in a 21-yard field goal by Ian Shannon. Blue Devils lead the Vikings 3-0 with 8 minutes and 41 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
And our Vikings come back out. Seth Carlo comes back out with them. Brings a receiver to the near side. Nick Bergman at one wing back. Jordan Williams at the other. Puts Williams in motion. Gives it to the fullback. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage. But Big Tevin Orr just fights his way up to the 24-yard line. So he'll get 4 yards on that carry. Bill, it'll be second and 6 on this next play.
Yeah, Tevin Orr just muscled his way up there for those 4 yards. Nothing fancy, just a fullback give. We're going to go back to see if we can't grind this thing out here. We are running a traditional set.
We are now. They go to a four-man front. Almost a 4-4 set. Receiver near side. Carlo under center. Puts Bergman in motion. Gives it to Mamon Brown on the counter. Oh, he slips by one man. I'm sorry, that's Jordan Williams. As he slips by one man, gets the first down as he crosses the 30 up to the 35. To give him about 10 yards on that carry. And we have a
first down Vikings. Yeah, Jordan Williams just got around that outside, around the left. Makes a great read. Gets up there, gets the first down. Now it's first and 10 for the Vikings from the 35-yard line, an 11-yard run by Jordan Williams.
And looking at James Samuel, he's our wide receiver, 7:45 to go first quarter, and our Vikings trail 3-0. Marietta back to a four-man front. Bergman in motion, and we give it to Tevin Orr, and he just busts through there, Bill, for 8, 9, 10, 11 yards. And another first down. Our running game is just doing what we like to see it do.
Well, you saw Coach McPherson is a man of habit. He throws an interception. He's not going to throw the ball again for a little while.
Carlo gets the play. Sets Brown at that fullback position. Samuel again at the wideout towards us in man coverage. 4-4 defense. We put Williams in motion. He takes the pitch out. He's into their territory at the 50, runs out of bounds at the Marietta 46-yard line, and Bill should be a second and 2 from there.
Yeah, maybe 3 from where they've got him marked, but I think you're right. No, it is second and 2. But, again, another great run around those ends. And we talked about in the countdown to kickoff, their defensive ends were going to have to play up, and right now we're able to contain them inside and make that outside work for us, and the Vikings have done very well here as let's see, I was going to double-check our rushing yards. 54 yards on the night so far.
Carlo waiting on the snap. He's under center. On the counter play to Brown. He's across the 45, the 40, the 30, the 35, all the way down to the 31-yard line.
That was a tackle by number one, Tyrell Tomlin, their leading tackler for the Marietta Blue Devils. He got the interception earlier, and now the Vikings are just grinding this thing out. That last one was about 15 yards on the play.
7:05 to go here, first quarter. Vikings still trail 3-0, but they're looking to do something about it for the way they're moving the ball down the field. Trey Jackson in the linebacker in at fullback. There's a snap. Again, give it to Brown. Brown, runs right into a Blue Devil who read that play perfectly. That's number 23, and will actually get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's all. Second and 10 from there.
Yeah, Andrew Thomas, one of their linebackers, makes the tackle. As it looked like that play was a little late developing, and the hole kind of closed up. Trey went through it, maybe didn't make the best read. A guy that plays linebacker, it's hard to move over and play that fullback spot.
Marietta has gone back to that four-man front, four linebackers, two corners and a safety. Carlo puts Bergman in motion, and he gives it right up the middle. It's Tevin Orr as Tevin rips off. Looks 5, 6, 7 yards, Bill.
Looks like it's roughly going to be third and about 3.
They mark him down. Yep, third and 4.
Yep.
They back him up to the 20, four-yard line. We've got to get to the 24 first down. 5:57 to go first quarter, and Marietta leads it 3-0. Now they're in a five-man front. We pitch out to Brown, looks for a hole, tries to cut back against the grain. He's going to be awfully close to the first down, Bill. And from where is, if they give him the left foot spot, and they did, we've probably got the first down.
Yeah, they needed to get to the 20, and the nose of the ball is touching the 20. It is a Viking first down.
First and 10 from the 20-yard line. Jackson back in as Tevin Orr comes out. 5:34 to go here, first quarter. Still Vikings still trail 3-0. The Vikings under center. We've got Williams in motion. Give it to Williams around the left side. Looks for a block. I thought they hit him by his face mask. I guess not. And he'll go down at the 20-yard line.
Well, he saw the outside close up, Wes, and he tried to cut back inside, and there was just no place to go. And you're right. It looked like he just kind of got pulled back. But for no gain, it's second and 10 now on the Marietta side of the field at the 20-yard line.
We're at the five-minute mark here of the first quarter. He turns around. Seth Carlo turns around and says something to Jackson. Bergman in motion to the far side. Big pitch out behind Bergman, but he makes the catch. Still on his feet, and I think we're going to have a holding call out here on the corner.
Yeah, Bergman just kind of stretched when he did right there. Now, it looks like we've got a lineman also coming up a little gimpy. That's Tyler Altman as he's coming out. We're sending in Cole Rigdon, a sophomore, comes in to take his place.
We had a chance to meet him last night, and that's a big youngin' up close and personal.
He is. And Tyler Altman has played with some injuries all season, and that is exactly right, Wes. The penalty is going to be a hold against the Vikings. They'll back him up, and it looks like we're going to end up with about second and 16 or 17.
Yep, all the way back to the 27-yard line.
It will be second and 17. Thanks to Page Heating and Air for our live in-game stats as our statisticians keep us up to date.
Jackson at fullback, 230-pounder. They're in a five-man front. And we give it to Amon Brown on the counter. And that's Jordan Williams, I'm sorry, as he gets across the 25 down close to the 20, down to the 21-yard line. So, Bill, we'll end up with third and 11.
Let's get some glass cleaner and clean those glasses.
Five and fours. Fours and fives. That's what happens, folks, when you work with bankers.
That's it.
4:09 to go here in first quarter. And Marietta leads 3-0. It will be third and 11. Kenny Moore lines up as wide receiver. We send two to the far side. As Seth is in the shotgun. Steps up, nothing there. Throws across the middle. Oh, and in behind Kenny Moore.
Yeah, well, actually, Kenny was a little bit late getting there. The ball was not thrown well either. It hit the ground before him, but I think if he'd been a little more on some air under it, Kenny could have run under that one. It would have been for six. As it is, we're going to line up for a field goal attempt here as Gustavo Gonzalez will go out. Luke Marshachek, the holder. And we'll see where they're going to put that down at the 32, 33.
No, at the 28.
I'm sorry, 28.
28, so that'll be a 38-yard attempt. Straight away. Gonzalez to try to tie this thing up for us. There's a snap. It's down. Kicks up. It's got the distance. And it's good. And with 3:44 to go here in the first quarter, it's Marietta 3, our Vikings 3. We'll be back after this 30-second break.
And we're back. The Vikings go get three on the board, and we tie it up 3-3 with the Marietta Blue Devils. And I forgot, I see you, Gustavo Gonzalez.
I see you. And back deep for Marietta is number 7, Tyree Harris. Number 11, Jordan Mathis. And number 9 is Emmanuel Gantt. Gonzalez set to kick off from the near hash mark. Puts that foot into it. And it's taken by Mathis at the 10. He's up to the 15, the 20. Gets outside. He's across the 25, the 30. And we'll haul him down as he gets up to the 36-yard line.
That was number 37, Tevin Brown, in on the tackle for the Vikings. And again, One of the areas that we have problems with is on kick coverage. Let's go over to Taylor for the Page Heating and Air live in-game stats drive recap.
That last drive for the Vikings was 12 plays, 59 yards. It ran 4 minutes and 57 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 38-yard field goal by Gustavo Gonzalez. We've got a tie ball game, 3-3, with 3 minutes and 36 seconds left in the first quarter.
Some scores real quickly. North Cobb leads out us to 14-7. It is McEachran 3 and Camden nothing. Jennings takes a snap, rolls this way, looks, throws back against the grain. A high catch made by number 7, and he's behind the line of scrimmage, and they'll actually lose some yardage.
Yeah, Tyree Harris, we talked about him at the top of the show about what a great receiver he was. He broke away from the defenders and looked like he was going to make some positive yards, but he loses quite a bit there. And that'll bring up second down and 17 for the Blue Devils.
Two receivers near side, two far side. Jennings again in the shotgun. Quarterback keeper right up the middle. And he'll get about 6 of those yards back, Bill, as he gets back to the 35.
Yeah, number 32, Brian Bell for the Vikings, gets in there and makes the first hit. Some other Vikings came in, helped him clean it up. But a good tackle nonetheless by Brandon Bell.
Bill, it's Camden 7, Hillgrove 7, and Lovejoy 21. Tri-Cities nothing.
Okay.
We've got a third and 11 from our 35-yard line.
For the Blue Devils.
Yep, Jennings for the Blue Devils in the shotgun. Brings a Blue Devil in motion towards us. We're in a five-man front. Drops back. There comes the blitz. We got a hand on him, and he goes down.
Let's see who made that tackle.
Number 45.
45. Bell was back there, but it was number 45, Zach Copeland. Gets in there for the sack. And let's see what that loss was.
It's all the way back to the 26-yard line.
An 11-yard loss on the sack.
They're going for it, Bill. Nope, now they switch out their punt return team. We've got 20 seconds on the play clock. They bring out 38, Ian Shannon, to do the punting. And back deep is Nick Bergman. Shannon gets it off. High kick. Bergman takes it at our 40. That dances, and he'll go down at the 43-yard line.
Yeah, now that may be post-injury Nick Bergman on fielding a punt. Fields it clean, but he just didn't see the hole, didn't want to really make those breaks yet. Maybe he's still favoring that hamstring a little bit. So far he's run well. But that may be the obvious clearing thing is right there on those punt returns. He's going to be a little more cautious.
Seth Carlo at quarterback.
And the Vikings will have it first and 10 from their own, that's 43-yard line.
Marietta in a five-man front, a minute 56 to go here in the first quarter. We're tied up at 3. Bergman in motion. They give it right up to Orr. Orr goes right into the teeth of the Marietta Blue Devils, and it'll get a yard, maybe 2, as he gets up to the 45-yard line.
The Marietta defense that time waiting on that fullback dive and just filled the hole. No place to go, and the Vikings will line up again. Standard formation, double tight ends now, Wes.
That's our Eagle offense that we love. Bergman wing back on the near side, Jordan Williams far side. Marietta in a five-man front. Vikings in motion toward the right side, gives it to Bergman. He cuts in behind an offensive tackle, and he'll get across the 45 up to about the 49-yard line. Bills should be third and about 4 from there.
The Vikings now with 88 yards on the ground here in tonight's game. While we've held Marietta to a negative 10, yet we got a 3-3 ball game. The Vikings are moving the ball inside the 20s, but we got to get it downfield.
Seth Carlo looking for the play. We're inside 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. In the first quarter. Puts again Bergman in motion. Pitch out to Bergman around the right side. He gets to the corner. Has the first down as they run him out of bounds. Down at the Marietta 45-yard line.
And again, that's another post-injury Nick Bergman. I think Nick still, again, doesn't have that explosive speed around the corner. He got around the corner, had good yardage, gets the first down, but you know he's got to be favoring that just a little bit. He's not 100%, we know that, but an 80% Nick Bergman's pretty darn good.
Yes, sir. Heavy left. That means two tight ends on the left side of our line. We give it to Williams. Williams gets back to the line of scrimmage and no more. It'll be second and 10 from there. We're at the 25 seconds left to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, after that last play, Nick Bergman did check out. Tevin Brown came in, and now they're going to switch out the fullback again. The Vikings now with second and 10.
And we should, I wonder if we'll get a playoff or not.
Down heavy side
seconds.
Left.
Carlo goes under center. He's got Williams in motion, and he gives it to Williams. Williams tries to get outside as he gets across the 45 down to about the 43, and that's the end of the first quarter. It is. Our Vikings 3, Marietta 3. We'll take a 60-second break and be right back after this. Back here at Martin Stadium, West James along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. It will be third and about three for our – no, a third – and about seven for our Vikings. We're at the Marietta 42-yard line. We bring two receivers near side, two receivers far side. Carlo is in the shotgun. Jerome Daniels in at fullback. Marietta in a four-man front. Carlo stops, throws out. The ball gets – tries to throw a little swing pass out to Jerome Daniels, and the ball gets knocked down. It'll be fourth down, and I imagine – we will punt the ball now.
Yeah, one of our impact players that we talked about from Marietta, the defensive end, Jan Robles, didn't get to the quarterback, but he got there with his hands up. And that's really when the defensive line can't get there, you get your hands up, got in the passing lane, looked like it was going to be a little screen pass to Jerome Daniels, but gets knocked down, and the Vikings will punt now.
And Mathis back deep for Marietta. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Get the punt away. Little pooch kick. Hits at the 30, 25. Rolls across the 20 and a roll dead or right around the 15-yard line. And that's where Marietta will take over first and 10 from there. With 11:45 to go in the first half, and we're all tied up at three apiece.
Lions punter, John Belcher. All he needed to do was get that little punt, that little pooch punt, get it down inside the 20, put our Vikings in a good defensive position. We, like I said, we've held them to a negative 7 yards passing and a negative 10 yards rushing. Now, this is only their third offensive series, and we'll see what Marietta can do here.
Jennings brings the Blue Devils out to the line of scrimmage. He puts trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. We show blitz off the corner. There we come. Tries to throw a little screen pass, and we read it, but they'll still pick up positive yards. A little four-yard, little three, maybe a 4 yard little screen pass. But, well, we read that thing perfectly, but we had a good blitz coming off the corner, Bill.
Injury yep. Update, guys. For the first time in on defense, number two, Tyquan Lang is in there at safety. Of course, Nick Bergman is we're not quite 100%, but playing well. And Tyler Altman is out with ice on his ankle. Looks like he's probably doubtful to come back.
And that is a Commercial Banking Company sideline update. Thank you, Marty Rogers. Jennings rolls right, looks, there comes the blitz, throws the ball way, way, way downfield. Tyquan goes up. The catch is made over Tyquan Lane. Eric Carter pull him down, but there is a flag back about the 18-yard line.
I'm going to call it, guys. I believe it was holding right here in front of me. That's got to be the call. The flag's right there where I saw it.
It is holding. That pass to Tyree Harris and Nick Hart. I mean, not Nick Hart. Tyquan Lane had great position, Bill. It's just that Harris went up over him, made the catch, and was down the sidelines. But, of course, Eric Hart ran him down.
Yeah, Eric ran him down, but I think Tyquan may have jumped just a little too soon. And the ball, like you said, the tall receiver, able to stay with it, made the catch, stayed focused. And but Nick Hart, able to run him down, would have saved a touchdown, of course, had that pass been completed.
That's going to negate a 75-yard completion, guys.
Wow.
Hey, how about a couple of these scores? North Cobb 28, Valdosta 7, Hillgrove 10, Camden 7. Their officials are making sure they got the spot right.
It'll be at the Marietta. It looks like the 10. Do they even have a ball down yet?
And the quarterback's calling for a football.
Well, they should. I mean,
I'll tell you what, Jennings is a great quarterback at LSU, but one thing he can't do, he can't play without a ball.
That'll be inside the 10-yard line where Marietta will have it.
Second
down.
16. Again, trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Jennings Quick throws out in the flat. Off the hands of, I'm trying to see who the receiver is, number eight. But he was immediately leveled by Trey Jackson. 10:54 to go here in the half. We're still tied up at three apiece. On the attempted pass was to Marcus Bennett. Jennings for the Blue Devils operating out of the shotgun.
Official timeout.
Asking for time. It's going to be on our band.
But they're not playing. The ball was not live at the time. They're playing now. But you can play up until the ball goes live.
Yep.
I mean, we've been guilty of playing when they're over the ball, but until they reach the ball, they can continue to play.
And now our fans will come to their feet. Jennings in the shotgun again, trips to the far side of the field. Twins to the near side, empty backfield. He's standing at their own three. There's a snap. There we come. Goes downfield. Got a man open across the middle. That's the number two. Down the field he goes. Eric Carter will have to get a beat on him as if he can run him out of bounds. Do we?
Nope.
No. Touchdown, Marietta.
One of the things we said at the top of the show was we've been burned a couple times on long passes, and that one is another one that he was just able to get open in the middle for a big long play. Defensive backs a little bit out of position.
Bill, you said it. We were a little bit out of position, and unfortunately the band thing there got us because our coaches were trying to realign our safeties. They were trying their best, but the fans were so loud that safeties couldn't hear them, and we got caught there.
91-yard touchdown pass from Anthony Jennings to I think that was number two, Chavez Hemphill. They go for a two-point conversion, and the officials come in, and nobody's signaling. Now
they say no.
Now they say no. With 10:41 to go in the half, it is Marietta 9, our Vikings 3. And they just stunned us. Let's go. Is Taylor ready? Yes, he is. Let's go to Taylor for the Page Heating Air Live in-game stat drive recap.
That last drive for the Marietta Blue Devils was three plays, 85 yards, ran 1 minute and 4 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 91-yard touchdown pass to Chavez Hemphill. The Blue Devils lead the Vikings 9-3 with 10 minutes and 41 seconds left to go in the first half.
Thank you, Taylor Biddle, for that Page Heating and Air Live in-game stat drive recap.
And, boy, we talked about it. It's one of those things that we were just saying, Lowndes, 101 yards on the ground. We had held them to some negative yards as far as rushing, and now all of a sudden they've got 88 yards in the air, and they lead the Vikings 9-3 with 10:41 left here in the second quarter, and they'll kick off to the Vikings. The Vikings have got to be able to start running the ball, not just between the 20s. We've got to find the end zone, Wes.
Absolutely. Jordan Williams lines up at kick returner to the far side. Nick Bergman in the middle, and Tyquan Lang our side. But if Ian Shannon for the Blue Devils does what he's done in the past, he'll put it into the end zone. 10:41 to go here in the half, and our Vikings trail 9-3. It is an absolutely gorgeous night for football. Shannon's kick, and Bergman takes it at the one. I mean, Tyquan takes it at the one. Goes far side at the 10, trying to get blocked and gets pulled out at the 10-yard line.
One of those that you almost wish you'd let it go in the end zone, but the competitiveness in these guys, they're going to field the ball. Again, that was probably something Tyquan 2 weeks ago just really gets positive yards, but still favoring that ankle a little bit. Maybe not able to get, you see him kind of gate off the field there, and the Vikings will go on the field first down and 10 from their own 10-yard line. We trail 9-3.
10:36 to go here in the half. And we have got Alex Stevenson in at quarterback, and he gives it right up the middle to the fullback, and he gets absolutely nowhere. It'll be second and 10. That was Jerome Daniels No, that was Amon Brown in at fullback. Amon comes out. We send two players, number 94 and 52 in. I'm sorry, Jordan Williams comes out.
That's number 8, Luther Washington comes out.
Oh, okay. My eyes are getting bad in my old age, Bill.
Amon Brown still in at one of the wingbacks, along with Nick Bergman.
Now, look, we got a triple stack on the far side that will not look like. Anthony, now we line up. Stevenson, under center, pitches out to Bergman. Bergman gets run out of bounds back at the 4, and we're going backwards in a hurry.
Well, Marietta has, they're not playing us to pass at all. They have brought all the defense up. We've been telegraphing sometimes this year when we do that toss pitch. It was pretty telegraphed that time. And they had two defenders out there. We only had one blocker. It's hard to block two with only one guy.
It is 9:48 to go in the half, trailing 9. Vikings trailing 9-3. It is going to be 3rd and 16 back at our own 4-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Stevenson in the shotgun. Marietta in the 4-man front showing blitz. We pick it up. There he comes. He grabs Stevenson. And Alex wisely falls forward.
I don't think it was wisely. They spun him around and threw him out of the end zone. He might have been caught in the end zone had they not slung him around the way they did. We avoid a safety. And the Vikings will have it 4th down and about 19. And they're having to punt from the back of the end zone. And who's the punter?
It is Mathis back deep to
Sean
receive.
Sean Smith, number 95, the punter.
And Mathis back deep for the Blue Devils. Gets a nice punt away that Mathis lets it hit at the 40, rolls across the 45. Oh, and we hit it at the 40. We hit it at the 44-yard line.
Yeah, I don't think we had much more on the roll. Just caught him in the Vikings player on the foot, but I don't think it had much more than a couple more yards roll left in it.
And Marietta will take over 1st and 10 from our own 45-yard line. 8:55 to go here in the first half. Vikings trailing 9-3 in this first round State 6A playoff game. Nathan Brantley and Trey Jackson at the linebacker spot.
44 yards on that punt, Wes.
Jennings will bring Mathis, set him in the backfield with him. Take Benson and slide him at one wing back. Now trip receiver to the near side. Starts running to the far side. Watch something funny here, fellas.
Watch it.
Watch something funny. There it is. Drops back. Throws way downfield. Had him open. Had Jennings open and just overthrew him is a trick play. You could see it coming all day from up here.
Yeah, the quarterback was just walking over like he was walking to the sideline. The Vikings really weren't paying that close of attention. And then all of a sudden they take the snap, throw it, but they threw it and led him too much. Otherwise, it might have been a big play for the Blue Devils. It's 2nd and 10 now for Marietta. They lead 9-3 here with 8:52 left in the first half. Vikings defense needs to step it up here.
Okay, now trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Jennings gives the ball to Benson around the right side by one man, 2, 3, 4, gets down across the 40, down to our 36-yard line, or 37-yard line. That'll be an 8-yard carry. It'll be 2nd and 2 from our 38. And what we thought was a pass play, they just put Benson in motion, and the Wake Forest bound running back just slashed over the right side. 8:30 to go here in the first half. Well, Vikings trail by 6, 9-3.
Marietta looks to the sideline trying to get their play. Play clock down to 19.
Jennings with twin receivers to the far side. Slides. They've got 5 men in motion. Now he drops back in the shotgun, and everybody stops. Got the position. He comes left looking for a hole. And there was a big hole out here in the corner, but it wasn't called. And he'll have a first down as he gets down to the 30-yard line.
A first down for Marietta, only their 2nd of the night.
And they've gone to a hurry-up offense. They're running guys on and off. Jennings lets them get set. Brings a man in motion towards us. That's Harris. Gets him set at wideout. takes the snap, again gives it to Benson, and he gets hit in the backfield.
That's Brian Bell back there, number 32, makes the tackle for a loss.
And so instead of second and 10, it's going to be third and about 12. See what the Blue Devils have dialed up for our Vikings.
That'll only be second and about 13. Second down.
Oh, second down. Jennings, quarterback keeper. Up the middle, we got a hold on him. He breaks a tackle, breaks two tackles, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and now picks up some positive yardage. Should be about a third and eight.
Actually, where the mark is, may make him third and about nine. Just back, barely
yep.
back to the original line of scrimmage.
Sam Washington comes out. Zach Copeland comes in. Trips to the near side. Single receiver to the far side. That's Tyree Harris. Puts Benson to his right. We're in a three, Vikings in a three-man front. Showing blitz. Do we come? Yes, here we come. He drops back. There comes. He starts to rush. Stops. Throws the ball. Got a man wide open out here at the 20. Down to the 15. The 10 still on his feet. And Marietta will score.
We had the blitz coming off the corner, Wes, but the defender for the Vikings really didn't overcommit going in there on the blitz, thinking that the quarterback would run, but it left the wide receiver open for Marietta to make a great play, and a 30-yard touchdown pass for the Marietta Blue Devils.
And our Vikings trail 15-3 as they... So they're going to attempt the extra point or go for two. They're going to attempt the extra point. Shannon's kicks up. And it's good. And with 6:33 to go in the half, it is Marietta 16, our Vikings 3. And the Viking fans are stunned. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back in Martin Stadium, and the Blue Devils just went up 16-3 on a 30-yard touchdown pass. Shannon set to kick off. And high end over end kick that Nick Bergman will take at the 2. He's up to the 5, the 10, the 15, and then that's where he'll go down. And the Blue Devils have come down. As their coach said, Bill, they came down to I-75 not to play football. They came down to win, and they are playing inspired football down here tonight.
Go ahead, Taylor.
Guys, got a page hitting an air stat update for you. That last drive for the Marietta Blue Devils, 6 plays, total of 45 yards, ran 2 minutes and 13 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 30-yard touchdown pass to Tyree Harris. They lead 16-3 with 6 minutes to go in the half.
Stevenson slides under center, puts a man in motion, gives it to Orr right up the middle, and the big fullback gets absolutely nowhere. He got about 2 yards. Be second and 8 as it gets out to the 17. We're in that Eagle offense. They're in a 4-5 defense. We put Brown in motion. We give it to Amon, trying to get around the side. Tries to cut back in against the grain. Gets hit as it gets to the line of scrimmage. It'll be third, Bill, about third and...
Probably about 7.
Yep, 3rd and 7. Give him a yard on that one. 5:42 to go here in the half. Vikings trailing 16-3.
It's only about 3rd and 7.
Stevenson looks to the sidelines. Slides under center. Brings Bergman in motion towards us. Gives it to Bergman. Gets a block out on the corner. Cuts back. That gets hit at the 20, and he'll get up to the 21, 22-yard line. And it'll be 4th and about 3 from there. And we're going to have to give the ball back to Marietta.
Yeah, we are. And it looks like it's going to be Sean Smith again to come in to punt. Sean tends to be the long-distance punter, where John Belcher has been more the pooch punter.
Harris will go back deep to receive for Marietta. Sean Smith standing at our 8-yard line. There's a snap. Gets it away. High, high kick. Harris takes at the 48 and gets hit immediately. Stays on his feet, though, and slips outside as he gets out at our own. We take it at the 48, and he gets down to about the 46-yard line before he runs out of bounds.
We are giving up bad field position. One of the things that was really that hurt us against Camden West was that we were giving up short field. And we're doing the same thing against a very high-powered offensive football team in Marietta.
And the play clock has started, and Marietta's not to the ball yet, but here they come. 4:27 to go in the half. Vikings trailing 16-3. Marietta up over the football. Jennings goes under center. Nope, now he drops back in an empty backfield. Takes a snap, gives it to number 11. Stops, looks, little halfback pass. Throws across, and did he make the catch? No, the official said no, it bounced. It was a halfback pass from number 11. That is Jordan Mathis. Trying to look, see who the receiver was on the far side. That's number 16,
Kenny Norwood. Norwood, right.
It'll be second and 10, stops the clock with 4:20 to go here in the half.
Now, I saw Kenny Norwood for Marietta catch some passes down there around his shoestrings. That one just a little too low, not able to make the catch. And as you said, second down and 10 now for the Blue Devils.
Trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Jennings for Marietta, takes the ball, gives it to Benson over the left side. And the big bruising running back will get across our 45 down to about the 41-yard line. Should be, I think, third and about five from there. And we have reached the four-minute mark to go here in the first half.
A good big third down stand. Viking fans need to get up here. And not many of them are really fired up about this game, Wes.
Trips to the far side. Twins to the near side. Empty backfield. We show a three-man front. Maybe showing a blitz off the corner. Darius comes straight up. We start to chase him. Get a hand on him. And he goes down back at their 47-yard line.
Very, very close to a horse collar. In on the tackle for the Vikings, number 38, Dante Robinson.
And that'll push him back fourth, Bill, and probably fourth and about 16 with 3:17 to go. Jennings is going to go for it. Nope. Now they swap out. Here comes the punt team in. And we drop Nick Bergman back deep to receive about the 10-yard line. They get a punt off the side of their foot, hits, bounces, and goes out of bounds. But it's not good for our Vikings because it goes out of bounds at the 10-yard line. Nothing Nick could do about that, though.
Yeah, the way it was a directional kick. And, again, the Vikings start with really poor field position. We've got to get ourselves back into the middle of the field where we can open up the playbook a little bit, see what we can find. I mean, right now, the Marietta Blue Devils are pinning their ears back, and they are coming after us. They know we're going to run the ball.
Here comes the Sons of Thunder at big offensive line up over the ball. Stevenson at quarterback. Brings Bergman in motion towards us. Gives it to Williams on the counter. He's across the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20. And the first big play we've had in a long, long time is Jordan Williams takes it from the 10 up to about the 27, 28-yard line, Bill.
A big misdirectional play, and we were able to go around the short side of the field, make up good yardage, and a 18-yard run for the Vikings in first down.
2:45 to go here in the half. We're trailing 16-3. We need some points on the board. We give it to Bergman. Bergman gets hit at the line of scrimmage.
A counter again, this time trying to make that cutback. And from around the end, one of those defensive ends we talked about, number 80, Jan Robel.
Trey Jackson in at fullback.
Tevin Ward comes out. And Lawton Ward in on the tackle as well for the Marietta Blue Devils.
Marietta in a five-man front. Second and 9 at our own 29-yard line. Stevenson again brings Bergman in motion. gives it to Williams on the counter. They grab him by his jersey, and he gets away from one Blue Devil, but then three more converge on him, and he goes down at the 31-yard line.
Wes, we do have three timeouts. The clock now under 2 minutes left here in the first half, so we got plenty of time.
Williams comes out. Tevin Brown comes in. Ball in the middle of the field. It'll be third and 7. We've got to get up. We've got to get across the 38-yard line, almost up to the 39. Stevenson in the shotgun, faces a five-man front. Rolls right, looking. Stop, throws across the middle. Got Nick Bergman wide open. Nick makes the catch, and they tackle him down at the 27. Ball's on the ground.
But he's
still
already
around.
He's already down.
Don't they say he's down? Good.
Yeah, he had already fallen down when the ball came out.
I didn't see Nick Bergman snick out of that backfield, but he was across the middle, and a great pass from Alex Stevenson to Nick Bergman down to the 27-yard line. Minute 17 to go here in the first half. That was a 43-yard pass play. That has fired up this crowd. They're showing a five-man front and a blitz. And again, we give it to Tevin Brown. Look at him as he jukes and jives and then gets down to the 20-yard line. About 7 yards on the carry. Bill, should be third and 7 from there. Why aren't we using our timeouts?
We're trying to run the hurry up. Under a minute.
Stevenson slides under center. Gives it to Williams on the counter. He spins, gets hit by one man as he crosses the line of scrimmage. Well, not now we call a timeout. Bill, it was second and 3. It looked like it's going to be about third and maybe 1. 42 seconds to go here in the half.
And we'll keep it right here. I tell you, as soon as we couldn't pick up real good yards on that, we knew we needed to call the timeout. Get the right play in here with 42 seconds. I hear Marty down on the sidelines.
Let's go to Marty.
Yeah, guys, I was just going to say it was eerily quiet down here a while ago, and the crowd was quiet. The players were quiet. Just very scary, something I'm not used to seeing down here on the sidelines. I really was worried. But I give Dante Robinson and of course, Taz Dixon the call on the blitz earlier on defense. The big play there with Dante sacking the quarterback lit a little spark in this sidelines, and I think it lit a little spark in the fans. And obviously we came out, we moved the ball with the counter on Jordan on the first play and then the big pass to Nick. And, guys, it was good to see Nick running down the field right there. Hamstring looked fine, but the crowd's a little live. Players a little live. Let's see if we can finish this drive off with some points.
Thank you, Marty, for that Commercial Banking Company sideline update. It will be third and about 1. The ball just across the 18-yard line. It's on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. And here come our Vikings. Give it to Amon Brown. He gets hit. And I don't know if he's going to be close to the first down. Clock a stop with 34 seconds to go. No, it's still... Now they stop it. And we'll take a timeout.
Yeah, right there. I mean, it took the officials a long time to make the call to stop the clock.
They'll get the chains set. Stevenson takes a snap. Again to Brown. Tries to get outside. Gets tripped up. Goes down at the 15, and we'll have to stop the clock again.
That's only
20 seconds to go.
We still have one timeout after this timeout. 20 seconds left in the half. Vikings trailing 16-3. We are in scoring position from a standpoint of we could attempt a field goal, but we need 7, Wes.
And Bill Marietta will get the ball to start the second half.
Let's get through here first. I think the Vikings have a very good opportunity right here. As it's second down and 10 from the 16-yard line. And I tell you, one play, we could be in the end zone, but it's got to be the right play. We do have one timeout left. The clock should stop on a first down. However, from this officiating crew, we saw how long they took to stop the clock before determining there was a first down before. So It's kind of scary. I wonder, Wes, what do? You go to the end zone here?
Well, you've got second and 10. Yeah, you've got to take a shot. I mean, you only have 20 seconds. You've got to take a shot to the end zone. If you don't make it, then you've got time enough to come out and at least put some points on the board.
Saving that last time out for a field goal attempt. What do you think?
And again to Amon Brown up the middle, trips over one man, still on his feet, fights his way down inside the 8-yard line, and
we got to call the timeout there. We've lost the timeout to hold for the field goal attempt.
Now what I would do is...
It's got to be complete in the end zone or incomplete.
Incomplete, and you're sitting about the 8-yard line, Bill, 12 seconds. I think you take a shot at the end zone, and then you take one shot at the end zone, and... If it's not there, throw it away, and let's go put some points on the board.
A 26-yard attempt if we try to attempt the field goal from here.
See what Coach dials up out of that playbook.
With Alex Stevenson in at quarterback, one of the things you got to remember, Wes, just mentioned, you cannot take a sack.
And
you've got to throw it away.
Officials blowing their whistles, getting the teams back out on the field. And
saw Coach McPherson motion like throw the ball, but you wonder if that's a fake to get Marietta to set back. I don't know.
And Marietta calls their final timeout.
They wanted to see what the Vikings were going to come out, what formation they were going to come out in. They saw it. Now they call a timeout.
And we came out with twins to the far side, single receiver to the near side. That was Kenny Moore. They were showing man coverage on them.
Bill, just to give you a heads up, you mentioned that you saw Coach McPherson doing his motion of throwing the ball, and what he was saying is, hey, if it's not there, throw it away.
Very good.
And, you know, we got to stop the clock. He can't tuck it and run it. If his pass is not there, he was saying just throw it out the back of the end zone, and that was the motion he was making.
Thank you, Marty, for that Commercial Banking Company sideline update. Marty will have Coach McPherson as we head to the locker room when halftime gets here. I want to remind everybody of the Lounge High Coaches Show at the Holiday Inn and Conference Center on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Coach Mack and I'll sit down and talk about this ball game and our upcoming ball game.
There you go.
That's just great buffet out there. You get your food and drink and everything for less than $10. 12 seconds to go here in the ball game. Stevenson in the shotgun. Twins to the far side. Single receiver near side. They're showing blitz. There's a snap. He drops back. There they come. Keeps it, throws to the end zone, and wisely throws it out of the back of the end zone. There wasn't anything there. Smart play by Alex Stevenson.
So 7.5 seconds will attempt a field goal here.
And Gonzalez will set it down. It should be a 26-yard attempt from the right hash mark.
Looks like a 25-yard field goal attempt.
They're waiting on the snap. There it is. Marshachek puts it down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 2.8 seconds to go here in the first half, it is Marietta 16, our Vikings 6. We'll line them up and kick it off, and the kickoff should be the final play of the first half. Got a special guest coming up at halftime. Of course, we will have you all the scores from our other region teams who is in the playoffs, plus the Page Heating and Air stats and all that. Will be courtesy
of Prince Automotive.
Yep, Prince Automotive. Gonzalez set to kick off. Jordan Mathis back deep, along with Tyree Harris and Marcus Bennett.
All right, Squibbit, what do you think, Wes?
We do not want to give them a chance to return this or kick it into the end zone, but I don't think that's going to happen.
And he kicks it deep and over in. And Harris takes it at the 5. He's at the 10. Goes the far side 15. We hit him. And he goes down back at the 13-yard line. And that's the end of the half. We'll keep it right here as Marty Rogers will grab Coach McPherson for the Commercial Banking Company site for the Equipment Parts Supply Coach's Spotlight.
Well, Coach, it was tough first half. Not exactly how you wanted to start, but you did get 3 points there and get some momentum going into halftime.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we just got to keep playing. Heck, they got a good team, man. We got to make some plays.
They do. Coach, what do you tell your team at half to try to come out with a little spark and try to make up for the deficit?
It's playoffs, man. We got to go.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
Thank you, Marty, for that Equipment Parts Supply Coach's Spotlight. And we'll take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have you a special halftime guest here at halftime where our Vikings trailing 16-6. We'll be right back after this. And back here at the Prince Automotive Halftime Report. We are in halftime now. Vikings trailing 16-6. I told you we'd have you a special halftime guest, and we sure do. Former offensive coordinator and first-year head coach, the Berrien County Rebels, my old buddy Rob Armstrong. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, Wes. I just want to see the Vikings with a few more points here in the second half.
Well, I tell you what, I thank Randy Mack, along with the entire Viking football team, coaching staff, and fans are surprised at this halftime score.
No doubt. And, you know, the score, you know, looks bad, but when you look at your stats here, I was just looking at, you know, they've got one first down. And they had the big play on the interception and then the long pass play. Other than that, they've had a hard time moving it. We got to put some drives together, and our defense will settle down. We'll be okay.
Think we'll be okay at halftime?
I think we'll be okay.
You think or you know we will be?
I know we will be.
All right, there you go.
It'll look like a different team in the second half.
Coach, you left Lowndes High School after a tremendous run here as the offensive coordinator, and when you left, you went where?
Went to Mariana High School.
And you were there for?
I was at Mariana for 2 years.
And then from there, you went to Chipley.
Oh, right, I was there for 3 years.
And took Chipley to the state playoffs.
We sure did. We played in the state championship game last year. Unfortunately, we lost, but you know, proud of the run, and it was a lot of fun, and enjoyed our time in Chipley.
Now, Chipley hadn't been to the state playoffs in a long time when you went there.
No, that they were 0-10 the year before that we went over there, and I think their last appearance in the playoffs before that was about 8 years ago. So that was the first time they'd ever played in a state championship game, first time they'd ever made it to the semifinals. So it was exciting time to be in Chipley.
I mean, and the folks over there just loved you to death.
Well, you know, when you're winning games, that helps. But it, that's close to home for us. Knew a lot of the people, and it was, you know, like I said, it was real enjoyable, and you know, proud of the 3 years that we had over there.
Coach, got to ask you, what was so intriguing about Berrien County to bring you away from a great program like Chipley? And you know, and no slap on Berrien County, but it has not been recently in the upper echelon of that region.
You know, Wes, and a lot of folks ask that, and you know, like at the Rotary Club, you know, after the season, you know, they're saying, Coach, why would you leave Chipley High School to go to Berrien? And you know, Chipley High School has had a run of a lot of Division I players, a lot of NFL caliber talent. You know, you win at Chipley, everybody says, hey, you know, anybody can do that. But if we can go up there and do that at Berrien, I think that, you know, is something that hadn't been done, and, you know, I'm excited about that challenge.
Well, tell us some of the things that you've done at Berrien to kind of help turn that program around.
Well, the first thing we did was bring in as good of coaches as I've ever been around. Adam Gray, who was here, who was worked with us at Mariana, played for Coach Mack at Madison. Jermell Demps, you know, played here for us, and he's up there coaching the secondary. And also, from a former Lowndes player, Travis Smith is up there with us. And then I brought Barry Gardner, who had been with me at Mariana and Chipley. So, you know, along with the guys that we had there, that's a great staff, and did a great job this year with a bunch of young kids.
Now, what do you do? Okay, you got a good staff in place. So what do you do to kind of get folks, or especially the kids in Berrien County, interested in playing football again?
I think that's a $1 million question, and if we had that in that bottle right there and we could sell it, you know, we'd make a lot of money. We'd be doing this for a whole lot more money, you know. But I don't know which one comes first, the believing or winning, or the winning or believing, but you've got to get that going. And the only way I know to do either one of those is just to keep working and keep doing what you know how to do. Trust your system, trust your coaches and what we're doing, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
Well, now, Coach, also you've got you're trying to develop a good feeder program.
You're right, and that's big, especially for a place that may not, you know, in our region, look just like, you know, Region 1 right here, the bigger schools, you know, everybody you play has got coaches, has got athletes, they work in the off season. So if we're going to establish something with maybe not as many players, it has to start, and those kids have to know our system, you know, forward and backward, so you just plug them in when the time comes. And that's not a six-month process, a one-year process. That's going to take some time, but with what we have at the middle school level as far as coaches and the administration, you know, we've got a good system in place to help us succeed on the varsity.
Well, Coach, who's some players you got coming up in the next couple of years that, you know, we can look at? And you know, because folks, you know, in this area, you know, you're a Lounge fan, you're still looking at everybody else.
Right.
Because the toughest football in the world is played down here, whether it's 6A or double A.
Amen, Wes. I agree with that, especially after being in this region, you know, at this level and now in the double A schools. You're right. Taylor Griner was our second leading rusher this year. He had 1,000 yards. He's coming back. Now, there's going to be a big target on him because we're losing our, you know, top rusher, the Bass kid, who had 1,600 yards. So we're counting on big things from him, both sides of the ball. A.J. Wooten is probably our best prospect, 6'4", 240-pound defensive end. We're going to, you know, lean on those guys heavily. But we've got a bunch of good young kids who played way more snaps than maybe they should have at this early in their careers that it's going to pay off next year. It, you know, it was painful to watch at times this year, but it's going to help us next year.
Well, I tell you what, I don't think anybody was more excited than I was when I heard that you were moving back, because you've always been, I consider, one of my dearest friends. And now the your football season, the Lions are going to go another five games and kind of get things settled down. Come to the house and we'll eat a little.
And that's something. That was good. The 5 years we spent at Lounge and living in Lounge County, you know, got to see a lot of folks tonight, and, you know, like talk to you this afternoon, and, you know, looking forward to coming and seeing everybody at the game. You know, that's our time here. We'll never forget. And like Kurt, you know, as small as he was, he's still, you know,
not small anymore, Daddy.
When folks ask him where he was born, you know, he doesn't say Valdosta. He says Lounge County. He said, I'm a Viking. So
that's right. Once a Viking, always a Viking.
Yes,
right,
sir.
Kurt? Coach, I don't know. Let's look at some scores real quick here on the Prince Automotive Halftime Report. And before we have to go away, North Cobb leads Valdosta 28-14. Coquitlam leads McEachern 14-10. And Camden 21, Hillgrove 10. And Lovejoy's beating Tri-Cities 21-0. Any of those scores surprise you?
Valdosta North Cobb is the first one right there, Wes. You know, going up there, I know it's tough, but I think that's a game a lot like ours that could be totally different in the second half.
Well, now it's 35-14.
Wow.
And, surprised me that's because I thought it was going to be a close game, but I think it's a game the Cats still can come back.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of football left for sure.
Coach Armstrong, my buddy Rob, thank you for coming and visiting with me.
Good to see you, Wes. Appreciate you having me. Yes,
sir. Thank you so much. Now, we got about 9:50 to go here on the Prince Automotive Halftime Report. We'll go ahead and take another two-minute break. When we come back, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers, and they have you stats and their views on the first half and what we got to do in the second half. We'll be back after this. You're listening to the Prince Automotive Halftime Report on the Lions Eye Football Network. We'll be back after this two-minute break.
And we are back at the Prince Automotive Halftime Report. I'm Bill Osborne, and we're going to bring you up to date with some halftime stats. And talk to Marty and Taylor just a little bit, and we'll talk a little bit about where we are and, you know, what we think is going on here in the first half. It appears right now that there's a lot of not a lot of enthusiasm on the sidelines, and that's been the biggest thing that we've had to deal with is just we feel like there's just not a lot of that energy out there on the sideline. What do you think, Marty?
Quite honestly, Bill, it's pretty dead down there, to be quite honest. It's Wes talked about it a little bit before the game. He talked about the fact that we had a focus. We were, you know, it was really business minded, but it wasn't like it was 2 weeks ago against Camden. And I don't know if that's due to the week off. I don't know if that's due to You know, coming off a loss, I don't know if that's just his first round of the playoffs. And, you know, we've got 17-1 record here at home, and they've heard that all week. I'm not sure what it is, but I guarantee you right now they're trying to figure it out in that locker room, and they're trying to correct it. Very interested to see how we come out and respond in this third quarter. But the Lionside Vikings, the players, and the fans, it's the whole stadium has been flat. I do think that the blitz with Devontae Robinson coming in and sacking the quarterback all the way back at midfield, when they had great field position, it was third and long, but they were not too far out of field goal range there. They get a few yards, they pick up a field goal, they go into half up 19-3. That's huge for us to get that sack, get the long pass, drive down the field. And I know it was only 3 points, but it gave us back some momentum, gave us back some positive plays, and really excited the crowd a little bit more, too, and hopefully that'll carry over in the second half for the Vikings.
Yeah, I think so, too. One of the things that we looked at was the average starting position. The Vikings have started from our own 16-yard line, where Marietta has started from our 38. That's been their average starting position, while ours has been back on our own 16. And that's hard to overcome. That's what killed us against Camden, was giving them great field position.
Absolutely, Bill. And it goes back to, I think our defense has played great. The reason that we've done that is, A, special teams. We've had some very poor returns. When they didn't kick it in the end zone kickoff, we've had very poor returns. We had one out to the 10 and one out to the 15. And then also, we've had a couple poor punts that have really hurt us. And you know, that when we can't move the ball offensively and you're not getting very deep punts, you're really putting yourself in a hole by allowing them to start on your end of the field. And we've got to reverse that in the second half. We're going to kick off to them. We've got to hold them and play on their side of the field, so we can keep this momentum going that we picked up right in the second quarter and try to get back in this ballgame.
Yeah, Lowndes is statistically done very well tonight when you really look at it. We've got 9 first downs while Marietta's only gotten 3 first downs. We've rushed 33 times for 137 yards while we've held Marietta to only 6 yards on 9 carries. Passing, Marietta with 118 yards, the Vikings with 43 yards passing, and we're 1 of 5. With 1 interception, they're 4 of 9. We've run 38 plays for 180 yards, while Marietta's run 18 plays for 124 yards. They're averaging more yards per play than we are. Penalties have been fairly even, 1 for 9 against Marietta, 1 for 10 against the Vikings. We've both punted a couple times. Lowndes has punted 3 times for an average of 33 yards, while Marietta's punted twice for an average of 39 yards. That's been really, you know, it looks like we're doing very well statistically. But we've got to get it where we talked about before. We can't keep moving it inside the 20s. We got to get in there and get some points.
We do, Bill. And what we really need is a big play or two. You know, they had the big pass right down the middle of the field that led to a touchdown. When our coaches, we had a misalignment there in the secondary, and we were really trying to get it worked out. But the crowd, that was probably the loudest the crowd had been the whole game. That was right after the band was quieted. And we couldn't get the call in there to move our secondary, and they get the big play for a touchdown. So they've had a couple big plays. We haven't had any. You know, we did have the pass, but it was a little underthrown, and Nick didn't score on it. We really need to have a few big plays here in the second half to try to pull out a touchdown or so on a big play to really continue to keep this momentum and make up the difference in the score.
Well, Marty, I'm looking down on the field. They're doing the drawing for the golf cart giveaway. And the Viking boys bought quite a few tickets this year, so I'm a little excited. We might drive one of these this golf cart home tonight.
That would be nice. I want to say, too, with Coach Scott Dice, who's retiring this year, has done this for several years, and it's Pine Grove Middle, of course, has it this year. But he, of course, was at Lowndes Middle for a long, long time. Now he's been up at Pine Grove since they opened there. And he does a wonderful job with this. It's a big fundraiser they do every year, and people look forward to it, buy a lot of tickets. And
let's see. Ah, it wasn't us. George Cox. George Cox wins the golf cart this year. It's too bad.
Well, congratulations to George Cox. But, hey, the big winner is the kids. That raises a lot of money. I know the Viking voice
put a little money into that. We just consider it a donation to the athletic department.
That's right, and that's the way I look at it. That's what I thought going into it, was that we wanted to give back, and that's what we started out to do 8 years ago when Wes and I kind of delved into this, and then you came on and Taylor came on. This whole thing is to give back to these kids and to provide something for them. With the advertising dollars that we earned doing the coaches show and baseball and basketball, we give it back. We do T-shirts. We gave the Sons of Thunder T-shirts out yesterday to the offensive line. We feed a lot of kids on Tuesday night.
I was going to say, Bill, that Tuesday night, and of course if you're listening, that Randy McPherson coaches show on Tuesday night, what a great event. And each and every week we have at least 15 or 20 kids come. And we have not had a player show up yet this year that didn't get a free meal provided either by the Holiday Inn out there on West Hill or the Viking Voice. So, you know, it's the great things that we're able to do. I'm very fortunate we're able to do that. Thanks to our sponsors for allowing us to help these kids out and, of course, bring you Lounge football each and every Friday night. And Bill, we got a big second half here in the coming up for the Vikings, and if we don't have some good plays here and make a little run here in the second half, this may be our last game. So we've got to come out and play and play hard and try to get back in this game.
Yeah, we do. The Vikings won the toss to start the game. We elected to receive. So we're trailing 16-6 to the Marietta Blue Devils, and they're going to get the ball to start the second half. And that's going to put them in at a position that if they can work it down the field, they can add to this lead. The Vikings are going to have to do something to stop the bleeding, if you will.
Yeah, I'm not sure what all y'all said in the halftime show. I was underneath the stands, but I think field position is probably the biggest thing tonight. I think I saw one stat where our average field position is our own 16-yard line.
Yes.
Their average starting position is our own 38-yard line. You know, they started one drive on like the 4-yard line. So, you know, we've got to flip the field on them again. Just like in that Camden game, we can't be giving them starting field position on our side of the field and only expect a good offense to go 40, 45, 35, 50 yards. We need to make them have long, sustained drives, make them make a few errors. You know, we've made all the errors tonight. They haven't. So we got to get back in this ball game where it's time to hang up the equipment.
Yeah, exactly. The Marietta Blue Devils have not turned the ball over, and that's the difference right now as well, is the Vikings had the one interception, and that turned into points, only three. But we've been burned a couple times on some long pass plays as well. The Vikings going to have to buckle down defensively and see if we can't stop this, get the offense rolling, get some points on the board. I'll tell you what, we got about a minute 30 till the kickoff. Let's take a 60-second break. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the second half. You're listening to Lounge High Football on the Prince Automotive Halftime Report right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.